What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's look at what's hot in the market right now.
Boy, right now, that's a hard pick. You know, after seeing what happened on Friday, a lot of the market seeing a major sell-off, and a lot of the ones that have been carrying such big strength were the ones that got hit the hardest, especially when you look at it at gold, down over $500 an ounce, silver down $35 an ounce. Even the cattle market's getting hit pretty hard, but I guess if you had to pick something that was still hot after seeing the cattle inventory report on Friday, it's likely going to be cattle that continue to see some pretty good strength. So that, I think, is the market that we'll lean on. It's still the meat. So it'll be cattle. It'll be the live cattle, the feeder cattle, and lean hogs will likely continue to see some push.
Now, on the other side of that, I mean, take your pick on what's not hot, right?
Well, exactly. You know, we saw a pretty good bloodletting as far as most of the other markets are concerned. As I mentioned, gold and silver took a pretty good hit. They're now down to, you know, buy levels. But after seeing Friday, you got to test to see what's going to happen technically. The grains also saw a little bit of a sell-off. Wheat continued to hold strength for the week. So that's still a decent trading market. But, you know, corn and soybeans likely are going to test some support lines. We're seeing crude oil down pretty hard. So as far as the rest of the markets, you know, we're kind of struggling and in a time frame where we have to find support to see these markets bounce.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.